U.S. economy grew at 3.2% during the third quarter of 2017.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The growth of the U.S. economy was stronger than expected, 3.2% during the third quarter of last year. This happened after a 3.1% growth during the second quarter. The last time U.S. economy grew at better than 3% was during the second and third quarters of 2014, when the growth rates were 4.6% and 5.2%, respectively. Then, like now, the major change was strong increase in investment in both quarters. And then, like now, the investment growth was pushed up by significant increase in investment in equipment. We use gross national product, or GDP, to measure economic activities. The GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and capital located in the United States. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on U.S. economy's mid-20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base and when nobody had even heard of something called the internet. Okay, back to the third quarter data. Personal consumption expenditures, which generates more than two-thirds of our GDP, rose at 2.2% in the third quarter. This is slower than the post-recovery average for this indicator. However, expenditures on durable goods rose at an above-average rate. Consumer durables are products that have a usable life expectancy of several years, such as appliances, automobiles, TVs, etc. Since service life of consumer durables is usually stretchable, during periods of uncertainty, people tend to reduce their purchase of these products, and during periods of expected or actual prosperity, people will replace and buy new durable goods more often. Thus, demand for consumer durables increases. Accordingly, this is a positive sign for the economy. But the star player in the third quarter's GDP's performance is the 7.3% growth in private domestic investment. Although investment growth during the second and third quarters of 2017 were strong, it was less than half of its 2014 counterparts. But still, this is good news for the economy, since investment growth means potential for more jobs as well as more growth in the future. But all of these numbers don't mean a lot if they don't impact our personal incomes. Wages and salaries rose by a solid 4.4% at annual rates for the first three quarters of 2017. Even after adjustment for inflation, this is a 2.4% increase in purchasing power. The devastation from the hurricanes has an economic side effect, which is increase in investment as significant new buildings and major repairs are taking place in the affected states. This should help the fourth quarter GDP perform better than expected before the hurricanes. Most economists expect economic growth for 2017 to be around 2.6%. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.